Chapter 5. The Thief. With tears in his eyes, Nello walked through the town that morning. He could hear the people in the village talking. Someone had taken some wheat that was at the mill, waiting to be picked up. The miller did not like Nello, so he said Nello had taken the wheat.
"How can that be?" cried Nello. "He has known me all my life. I have never taken anything."
Because the miller said Nello had taken the wheat, everyone took his side. Most people in the town needed to use his mill to make their wheat. They did not want to make the miller angry. Maybe he would do something bad to them if they did not say Nello was the thief. Nello only had a few customers, but those customers left him. Nello and Patrasche began the long walk home with their milk. Nello told Patrasche,
"Very soon, Rubens will choose the winner of the contest. Then things will get better. The miller will say he is sorry. Alois will marry me, and we will live well."
But Patrasche had a bad feeling about things. Near the hut where they lived, they saw Mr. Wirt. He was the owner of the hut. Each month, they paid money to him to live there. On this day, Mr. Wirt was there to kick them out of their home. Mr. Wirt liked Nello, but he was also good friends with the miller. He also owed the miller a lot of money. If the miller said that Nello was a thief, Mr. Wirt could not be kind to him.
"Nello, you must be out by tomorrow," said Mr. Wirt.
"But where will we go? Please don't do this to us," cried Nello.
"I'm sorry, Nello," Mr. Wirt said. Then he walked away.
Just then, it started to snow.